Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you here live today. Glory be to God. This is the fourth month, hallelujah, that we have entered in. Amen. We are about to go into prayer this morning. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for all of God's people all over the world. Whether you be young, middle-aged, or senior life, we just bless God for you on this morning. Amen. Before administrator give the announcements, amen, we're going to take this time to pray, and we're going to remember, please call out Mother Sydney's name. Amen. Hallelujah. And the things that she has to take of and do today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on this morning. Oh God, we come, Lord, hallelujah. First of all, knowing that you are the almighty God. Lord, we submit in ourselves and we humble in ourselves unto your mighty hand that you can have through free course and reign. Hallelujah. Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, let your anointing begin to flow from heaven's throne, oh God. Saturate this line, oh God. Lord, the hearers on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for such a time as this that we can come and worship you and magnify you, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Lord God, we know that the gathering of your people from the north, the south, the east, the west, oh God, hallelujah, is a powerful thing. And Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, as we begin, oh God, hallelujah, to administer your word on this. Father, you speak to us, oh God, hallelujah, giving us clarity, Lord, giving us understanding, oh God, giving us the wisdom and the knowledge that you would allow us to have, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah, Lord, forgive us for our sins, oh God. Lord, hallelujah, cleanse us through and through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our personality, oh God. Cleanse our minds and our spirit, oh God. Cleanse our heart and our attitude, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Continue to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Purge us even the more, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, help us not to lean to our own understanding, but in all thy ways to continue to acknowledge you, Lord, because through you we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Lord God, let us be obedient to your commandments, oh God, that you have placed in your word from Genesis to Revelation. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you right now. God, we know that have it not been for you, Lord, on our side, we don't know where we would be, Lord. And Father, hallelujah, Lord, we know that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit that we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Father, because of that, we can depend and trust in you. Glory be to God, because you are all-knowing and you are all-seeing, God. We praise you and we magnify you on today, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, for that great plan of salvation, oh God. Lord, it was made for us, oh God, to know God, to eat and know God, to partake of freely, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, that you're moving, oh God, cleanse through and through, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, save, oh God, such as to be saved, Lord, because we know that you will add daily to the church. Lord God, hallelujah, such as to be saved. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you move upon the backsliders, Lord. Call them forth, oh God, from their conditions that they're in, oh God. Call them back into their position, oh God, in your marvelous light, oh God. We thank you, God. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we decree and declare, oh God, that the angels, oh God, that you have assigned to us, oh God, will strengthen us, oh God, will help us, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to live, oh God, hallelujah, the holy life, oh God, hallelujah, that you desire for us to have, that we will be in relationship with you, Lord. I praise you right now in the name of Jesus that you will go forth this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. You will stay in tall, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Through the power and the strength of the Holy Ghost. How about, oh God, and hold up Mother Sydney, Lord. In the name of, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And her daughter, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. You know the ending from the beginning, oh God. Hallelujah. Nothing catches you by surprise, oh God. Lord God, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. You performed the miracle, oh God. You performed the work, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. That man cannot take the credit, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. Let your will be done here on earth as it already is done in heaven, oh God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Move upon the visionary, oh God, administrator, Lord, and all your people everywhere, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. No matter who they are and where they are, Lord God, you know what they stand in the need of, oh God. And God, you said you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And your riches are vast, oh God. They are everlasting for everlasting, oh God. They will never deteriorate or deplete, oh God. And I thank you right now, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, because what the riches that we can see here in the earth does not compare to what you have already in heaven, Lord. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Not only the streets are paved with transparent gold, but, oh God, the foundations, oh God, are made with jewels, oh God. Lord, the 12 foundations, hallelujah, Lord, that is, oh God, recorded, Lord. And, oh, God, hallelujah, your gates are pearly, oh, God. Father, I thank you, oh, God, the illumination, oh, God, that is in the heavens, oh, God, cannot, oh, God, compare to the sun. We thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, that we can see with our natural eyes. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the transfiguration, oh, God, hallelujah, from mortal to immortality, oh, God, for when you come together, your people, oh, God, hallelujah, to live with you eternally. I thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, my God, from glory. Lord, nothing can compare, Lord, hallelujah, on this earth for what you have in store for your people, Lord, if we continue, oh, God, to live a clean and holy life, oh, God. And I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we have, oh, God, hallelujah, an opportunity, oh, God, Lord God, to walk in this, oh, God, great plan of salvation, oh, God. Lord God, hallelujah, casting down every strong imagination, everything that ever exalt itself highly above God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that your saving power, your dunamis power, the shedding of your blood on Calvary's cross heals, delivers, and set free. Hey, woo, glory, hallelujah. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You do it, oh God, and hallelujah, you do it well. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. Now this morning, oh God, hallelujah, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength, my strength, my strength, my strength. Aye. Ooh, my Redeemer, hallelujah, glory. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way on this morning, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. Speak to us, oh God, hallelujah. Give your vessel clarity of speech, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, that men and women, boys and girls will be able, oh God, to receive, Lord God, your word, oh God, with anointing and with power. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. And Lord, I submit myself totally unto thee. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Commercial administrator in the song.
Marion, South Carolina, get ready. Get ready to be blessed. Our Family Fellowship Ministry presents
The Ark, The Prophet,
The Prophet,
and The Fire.
And the Ark, The Prophet, and The Fire. May 14th through 16th, 2021.
The Ark, The Prophet, and The Fire.
Live at The Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina, where Sandra B. Gainey is pastor. The Ark, The Prophet, and The Fire. Get ready for the most dynamic prophet in the entire country.
Here comes Dr. LaRon Matthews.
May 14th, 15th, and 16th. It kicks off Friday, May 14th at 5 p.m. Saturday, May 15th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, all weekend long. Get your registration started right away. Your registration is $60. That includes brunch, the book signing, and the package. Registration via Cash App begins January 11th, 2021. Register through Cash App at $ArkChurchMarionSC. $ArkChurchMarionSC. Go ahead. Register now. For more information, contact Mildred Sweeney at 843-617-4752. Mildred Sweeney, 843-617-4752.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021. Live at Ark Family Fellowship Ministry. 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina. Here comes the blessing. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Prophet, all weekend long. Register today. Don't miss out. We want to see you May 14th through 16th.
Be there.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me. It's on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs, and I know I couldn't do this on my own, and as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain, and I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are, no, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth is I'm not lucky, I'm lucky. know they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth. I'm not lucky, I'm loved. 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 Oh, yeah, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. Yeah, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. Oh, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
All right. Good morning again to each and every one of you that have come this morning. Amen. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah for all of you that are joining in via the conference line or on our international site, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We thank and praise God for you being here this morning. And we are certainly ready to hear from what God has to say to us, amen, here on the line. But before we go into our topic on this morning, amen, we are going to ask administrator, do you have any questions or comments for us this morning?
God bless you, Randis Wilkes, and everyone that's listening in on the line this morning. There is a question on the table this morning from one of your students, Montana. If we're to follow the laws of the land, why are so many people bent out of shape on this COVID-19 shot?
Hmm. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Father, give me the right words to say. A lot of times, I think because of personal conviction, this is just Carlina, and personal conviction, we do what we want to do. And that is why the word of God tells us in all thy ways to acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. And yes, we should obey the laws of the land as long as it does not interfere with our salvation. And I'm going to give you an example. The laws of the land now says that it's okay in certain states to consume marijuana. Use this one for example. But I know that, yes, we are to eat of every herb in the that God has grown here on the earth. But we know that most people that utilize, I said everybody, but the majority that does utilize marijuana, they're doing it for the consumption of self-entertainment. They are seeking a self-gratification. Some are not using it for medication. It's the healing of the body. But they're using it for, like I said, self-meditation or self-gratification to get their high on, feel good about themselves. And that's a personal thing with them. So it's not, they're not utilizing it in the form, the way that God would have created it to be. So just because the law says that it's okay, is that what God said? As far as, and I'm not being disobedient to the laws, because I can't speak for everybody else. I can only speak for Carlina. I said Dr. Wilson's in this. I'm not saying Evangelist Wilson, Teacher Wilson. I'm saying Carlina. I have my reasons for not consuming. It has nothing to do with spiritual reasons. I don't like using the word religious. It has nothing to do with spiritual reasons. I'm dealing with some conditions in that, and I don't even know why I'm breaking out and hives if I just take regular cold medicine. I get dogs sick if I take the flu shot. So I'm not trying to put any other chemicals in my body until I know what's going on presently before I add more situations to it. Because now the hives have come so bad, I have an EpiPen that I will have to use because they're starting to close up my throat and my lungs. And so sometimes you hear me coughing, that's now I'm understanding it's coming from the hive within my lungs. So there has to seek God. Some people are getting bit out of shape about it, and some people don't know because they're not fully educated, or they haven't educated themselves on their own personal notes. They're just listening to this, listening to that, but you have to educate yourself, and then you take that before God, and then let God lead and guide you. I'm not saying I have family members that have taken it. I have family members that have not taken it. Nevertheless, there's just no difference in the flu shot. Some people take it, some people don't. So the same with the pneumonia. I prefer not to because I know that the actions that it happens with my body. So does that make a person bad? Because they don't take the COVID-19 shot? No. Does that make the person good because they take the COVID-19 shot? No. It just comes down, I guess, like I said, personal issues or personal preferences that they have decided to do what they're doing. So I hope that kind of answered your question.
I mean, that's all I have at this time, Evangelist.
All right. Amen. Does anyone else have a question or a comment? If you are on the blog site, you can blog, and the administrator can get those questions. If you're on the conference line, you can star 6 to 9. Or if you're on either line, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152.
And
anyone else?
Amen. I have a comment. This is Sister Alva. Good morning, everyone. God bless
you. Good morning.
I just wanted to comment also off of the question. As the question was asked, I was hearing that all things are lawful, God said in his word, and 1 Corinthians 10 and 23, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. Can you hear me? Amen. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. So I was hearing the question that why have people been out of shape if you take the shot, and we are to obey the laws of the land. Amen. So even though it's the laws of the land, we have to also recognize that God is above the laws of the land. You know, God is even put his word above his own name. So when we don't know what to do, if we go to the word of God, the word of God will give us clarity as we seek him. You know, people are, that chapter also talks about what say I then that in the 19th verse, the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice the devil. Now, I'm not saying that these are devils. I'm just saying when you recognize the laws of the land, a lot of it is coming from the Gentile side, which is people that are not seekers of God. People are not seeking God's word to follow God's word. And God told us in his word to, you know, also let God be true and every man a liar. And God's truth tells us to, you know, seek him for our healing and our deliverance and, you know, to be made whole and, you know, to be healed. All those things God wants us to seek him. You know, God is the balm in Gilead. So to just take something that maybe the Gentiles have created could be something that's being sacrificed, not to God, but to a strange fire, as so to say. You know, we have to be careful to not mix our salvation with strange fire. And there's a separation of things that we need to separate. So I just wanted to say, even as you read that chapter in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, it probably helped bring a little clarity to you, you know, because it's better to obey God than to sacrifice things or the laws of the land to man, because man could be creating something that's against God, because everybody's not a worshiper of God in spirit and truth. So we have to go to spirit and truth, which is the word of God, to bring clarity into certain things that are being presented to us in the land. Just because it's being presented to us in the land, is it being presented to us by God? So possibility, we have to, it may not be, so we have to go to the word of God to get clarity to see that. So the main verse that I wanted to just share quickly would be that all things that are lawful may not be expedient for me, may not build me up. So God will lead and guide you into all truth. And so you, like she said, you have a right to do what you desire. You are your own person, you're grown up. But a lot of people that want to stay in obedience to God better than sacrificing to something the laws of the land has given us, we will just, you know, detour from that, because, you know, it may be something that's not pleasing to God, you know, and we rather obey God than sacrifice to man. It doesn't matter whether it's the president. We pray for our president. We pray for all authorities, all kings, but we will not bow to the king's meat when it's the meat that's something being presented that's against what God is saying to do it. So we have to make the separation of the mixtures and the strange fires, you know. So that's pretty much what I feel led to say at this moment in my comment. God bless you and bless you, Dentist Carlina Wilkes and Administrator Lisa Bryant and everyone listening. God bless you. Amen. That's it.
Amen. I want to say this. Appreciate your comment, woman of God. The young person or the student that asked, we want to make sure that they understand, because we have a group of listening youth. And again, I'm going to say this. That does not make the person bad if they do take the shot. Does that diminish their faith in God? I say no. If they prayed about it and God gave them, because everybody has a different measure of faith. So say this, so we can make sure that your person don't think that we're saying that the shot is bad or doing the COVID-19 vaccination is bad. We, when younger, we didn't have no control over our parents giving us the measles or the rebellion shots or all of those things that they told us that we had to take. The parents did it. So I even gave my children all the vaccination shots when they were coming up. Did that take me away from knowing or pleasing God? I got saved afterwards, but I'm just saying, no. We have to just still continue to acknowledge God and let him direct us. Of course, I was a young saint at that time, too, but I was making sure that I was complying for my children to be able to go to school. They're adults now. They have to make those decisions for their children now. So in the bottom line, what I'm saying is, with along with the woman of God giving the scripture text that she has given, we have to acknowledge God concerning our decisions that we make. And he said he will direct our path. So if we are the ones that are just, some people have prayed and some people have decided that, yes, this is what God has told them. I'm just saying for my own explanation, it has nothing to do with me. A spiritual sense, I'm talking about a natural sense. That's why I gave myself as an illustration why I'm not going to take it, because I have other health issues that's going on that would conflict. Now, I know that she had no other choice because she works in a hospital. She has 3 children. She's a single mom. She's a believer. But because of her job, she had to take the shot. Did that diminish her faith? No. But what did happen is she got really sick, almost unto death. But later found out it was a conflict with her medication. That's the reason why. So that's why I say you have to study. Find out what is best for you. And then most of all, you're placing God first. You're placing God first to acknowledge him. It automatically puts you over man. When you go to him first, he tells us what to do if we're obedient. We have to make sure that we as believers, that we are not condemning those that do take it. Not do that, thanks. Because we don't know what they did. If God told them to go ahead and do it, we don't want to say, because the scripture says this, or I say this, or our own social conviction say it. I really want to make this plain. I'm in total agreement with what you're saying, what God about it, what the word says. We don't want to mix man and God, but we have to make sure that we are using wisdom and not. End of the day, they have to answer to God, and we have to answer to God. We have to answer to God for our actions, and they have to answer to God for their actions. So if they say God told them to, that's between them and God. And we are not to come against them because if they do. Now, my father said this I was not happy because I didn't want him to. But that was my personal conviction. He's fine. He's a senior. He's a, almost his age. He's a prayer. He knows the word. So we have to, like, I'm just only using myself for an example because I want us to have a clear communication that when we hear other saints or other believers doing whatever, it doesn't even have to deal with the COVID. Whatever they're doing as far as their personal preference, that we need to be careful that we are not condemning them if they're not out of character as far as the word of God. They're about religion. Now, I'm making myself an example. You hear me bashing, I'll just say, people with green hair. I'm just study bashing them. They still have a soul. I still need to win them to Christ. I need to show myself friendly to them. Because maybe they, and as a matter of fact, this is part of the word that I was going to give this morning about in Romans chapter number 10. It's going to kind of break some things down that Paul had came to them, to the saints, and he's talking to them about their heart and their mouth and the confessions that they're making and how that they were coming, that the saints that were there in Rome, how that they were acting and reacting towards each other. Now, I know we get further down in Romans chapter 10 that, you know, we talked about confessions without believing the heart, but we have to see what was going on before that time. And so Paul has talked to these saints. Romans is a very, very good book to look at some of the things that is happening in the church now. That if we go back and see what Paul was dealing with in the book of Romans, how that he had to talk to them about Gentiles and the Jews and how they were clashing with one another and how that the things he had to set things in order in the church because of personal preferences, because of how Jews felt that the Gentiles not to do this and the Gentiles was having problems because of the Jews putting things on them that they should not be. And this book is a really, really, if you study it in depth, I believe that the ones that are out of order would go back to this book and see how Paul talks about unification, how Paul talks about sanctification, how Paul talks about how we should live in harmony and walking accordingly, because they had some crisis going on. And this is it, when you see this, about that they wanted the Jews wanted some of the laws to still be override what God has said. And this, he straightened them out. He was pretty much, I call the book of Romans, get it together or you're going to be in trouble. Hallelujah. So we have young listeners, and we want to make sure that they're not more confused, or they're not, well, I don't like to use that word neither. They're not misunderstanding. They don't have a misunderstanding. But the Bible said where confusion is, there's every evil work. And see, I don't like, that's why I don't like using that word. That's me personally. But I do agree with you, woman of God. I'm not saying it's just it. We just have to make sure that they understand fully, because some things that they cannot digest at this point, but we got to bring them up to that point. And we want to make sure that they can do it with clarity. Again, I'm going to say, it does not make the person bad if they do take the shot, but it does not make them bad if they don't take the shot. So we just have to use wisdom. Most of all, please, 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 acknowledge God and let him direct our path. That is most foremost important. And that's what she, and I believe that's what she was saying. We need to acknowledge God. See how he's directing us. And prophet says it all the time. We need to study, research in our acknowledging God and let God direct us and tell us how to handle the situation. Any other comments or questions this morning? Remember, you can
yes,
text
God bless everyone.
440-6152. Again, if you don't want to be audible, 334-440-6152.
Evangelist Wilkes, there's a
amen. God bless her.
Yes, administrator.
There's a, excuse me, a woman of God. There's a 13-year-old, excuse me, in the chat room. And I think that was Sister Alva that made the statement, God bless you, woman of God. And this question is to her. It's a young lady. She says, I'm New Line. She's 13, out of Tunica, Mississippi, seeking God. And I was invited by my friend. So how do you acknowledge God when you're trying to know God? My friend had cancer, and she knew God, and she died, so I'm confused.
And you know what, Administrator, before she answers that, because she directed the question to her, this is, God is, I'm not being disrespectful to when I say, you're ready to say, he's a bad guy. Today's lesson was a process of salvation. Process of salvation. And let's talk about knowing God, believing, faith. And I have scriptures and stuff say the different stages of salvation and how to know him. So go ahead, woman of God, and then I will come back.
Amen. And answering that, you know, we don't know all things. But we acknowledge him in all our ways, as Evangelist Wilkes was saying. We lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. So that's the main thing in you acknowledging God, seeking God. It's a seek. He said, if you ask, it shall be given. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door shall be open. Concerning your loved one that is going on to be with the Lord, that's in God's hand. We can ask God, but we don't want to charge God foolishly because he allows things. God came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. The enemy is the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's why it's so important, sweetheart, to acknowledge God, seek God. You know, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the best way I can put it to for your understanding is we don't know what day we're going to leave here or what is going to come upon us. And so even in my own life, your life, if something was to happen, if I have sought God and I'm in relationship with God and I'm in connection with God and God allows something that happened, as I said, he's God. He knows everything, and he knows, you know, his will for our lives. He knows our days. He knows our days numbered, the hairs on our head. He knows all these things. So we don't want to charge him foolishly. So if I was to go out here my own self and something was to happen to me, I want to be in the ark of safety. That means I want to be in the safe place with him. And that way, when our loved ones are going on, there's a celebration, you know, because to live in this life, the Bible say, you know, if we only live in this, have this life to live in, you know, we're men most miserable. But to die is to gain. So it isn't always negative just because you die. You just want to make sure you die in the Lord. So it's always good to seek God, acknowledge God, If you knew, just continue to read his word. You know, whoever takes the vaccine, it's their business. It's not our business. You don't know if I've taken it because you don't know me. You don't know if I've not taken it. That's not anyone's business but yours unless you want to reveal it. I work with all the people I work with daily in the house have received it, even the staff and the residents, the clients, but they're still handled the same way as before they've taken it. I still love them the same way because, as Evangelist Wilkes said, you know, that's their, you know, decision. And so we still love them the same because God knows, you know, what this particular vaccine entails. All we could do is seek him and be confident in your own self of that you feel the peace of God in whatever you choose to do because God is the one that will lead and guide you into all truth. So I'm going to end it on this as the loved one, I'm sure that's dear to your heart, has gone on. Never feel or blame, well, I ain't going to say never feel blame God, but it's not good to feel or blame God because God is the giver of life. The enemy is the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has already created everything that's going to be that has happened far before you were born, before I was born, and he's already created everything that's going to be in the end of life. And so all of us is what's in between. So all we could do is walk the walk, and it's best to walk it in God because it gives you a greater understanding. He said, in all you're getting, get an understanding. So as you get an understanding, you'll feel better. You'll feel more confident in knowing that God is with you. He will lead and he will guide you, sweetheart, into all truth. And he will help you to understand those that are going on to be with the Lord. It's in his hands. And, you know, whether they went on in goodness or in evil is what I'm saying. You know, chose to not be with him. You know, you have that choice. The choice is yours. So that's the main thing. It's always good to continue to acknowledge God. So as your question, to bring it to an end, is why would you keep acknowledging him when, you know, your relative was someone that acknowledged him and they're going on? Death is a part of life. You know, we come in this world and we leave this world. So that's a part of life. So we all gotta go that way. Unless the Lord cracked the sky and come and get us before, you know, we all go that way. I mean, you know, and he will do that before everybody goes that way. But there's many going on before us, and there's many going to go after us. So the main thing is to make sure that you're in good standing and with God. And in order to do that, you have to seek his face, you know, read his word, study to show yourself approved to God. So, you know, ask God and he'll give to you. Seek God and you'll find God, and knock on God's door and he'll open it to you. Amen. So I hope that helps you, sweetheart. Okay. God bless you and thank you so much for that opportunity to talk to you. Amen.
Administrator, can you ask that question again for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Evangelist Alba, they appreciated that answer as well. The question is, I'm new to this line, seeking God, invited by my friend. How do you acknowledge God when you don't even know him? My friend had cancer, and she knew God and died. I'm confused, 13 years old out of Tunica, Mississippi.
Okay. All right. Young lady, it's a young lady, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, young lady. First of all, thank you for coming to the line and thank your friend for sending you to this line. Questions that you want, baby. Now, I want to address your friend before I get to your question. Your friend sad that your friend had to go before what we would say before their time. Now, sometimes this doesn't, sometimes we don't understand certain things that happens within the body. But we know that God makes the body. And I'm using this illustration so that you can be able to understand at your level at the age of 13. I was young when I had my first daughter. She was my second born. And she died at 2 months. 29 days. I didn't question God about why you take my baby, none of that. First, God showed me that she was going to pass. So how he did it was in a dream, and it was kind of weird, but he did show, he gave me knowledge. But what I want to address is that your friend that passed away with this ugly disease of cancer. There are things that's in the body they could have been unaware that they didn't find out till later on. Unfortunately, she was not one of the ones that they can was able to assist and help her, because I have had people that I know that have survived through cancer, rather with treatments or without treatment. So she may have been a believer. And God, you have to look at this. God could know that maybe the cancer was a portion to save her, because later on, had she still lived, even though she was a believer, she could have gotten into something. Somebody could have did something to her who could have ruined her life. So we can't look at that because she died, it made it bad. My baby died really early. She died of what's called SIDS. That's when she died in her sleep. Now, had she been alive this coming year, she would have been 39 years old. And I sometimes often what she would look like, how she would have turned out. I think about that sometimes. But yet still, what I do know is when I went to the cemetery, I saw the glory of God, not his face or nothing like that, and I saw children sitting around the bottom of the throne. So therefore, I know that she transitioned to heaven because she was innocent. She didn't know anything about sin or about righteousness. So when you look at your friend passing from the disease of cancer, look at it this way. God saved her from something that she didn't have to still be in this cruel world or somebody taking advantage of her. So celebrate that. Now, as far as you not knowing God, and this is what I was going to teach on today. Just keep listening. This is the part of what she's saying, seek. Seek ye first, okay, kingdom of God. When you're seeking, that means you don't know. You have to look until you find. That's what seek means. And I'm not insulting your education. But we have to break it down so that you, and not only you, but even adults, don't understand how to come in, you know, into the knowledge of God. Even though I was raised in holiness, I still didn't know about holiness. I didn't understand the process of how to become holy other than what was told to me and what was taught to me. But I had to get to know God for myself. And this is what your friend that invited you to the line so that you can get to know God for yourself.
And so when I was speaking, God, now he has already showed me something to teach weeks ago, but I was still waiting for him to tell me what to teach. And I, he came, Robin, coming to the line is very timely for this teaching to go on. And just keep listening. I know it's early in the morning. You may be on spring break or what have you. But get you a pad, a tablet, or whatever, just like if you was in school, and your pen, write down the scriptures, write down your questions so that you can ask your questions. Please ask your questions. That's how you get to know. That's part of the seeking process. That's part of getting to know God. And then once I call it, and I've been teaching the congregants, ground zero. At ground zero, everybody is on the same level. We don't know nothing. And then from there, God sends along a nugget. And he sends along that nugget, and you keep on gathering those nuggets. Pretty soon, you'll have a brick. And then you start keep building off of that brick until you got a whole building. And then once you get the outside, then you start working on the inside. That's how they do. They build up the framework first. Then they go on the inside of building the house. After they build the framework up, the plan, the salvation plan, the blueprint is already laid. It's already made in the Word of God. And then after that, we start decorating on the inside and building the house up. And that's the beautification process. God has a beautification process of how he beautifies us through his word. I hope that answers your question a little bit further so that you can get to know God. Just keep coming. Write your questions down. Ask your questions. Write the scriptures down. Go back after that. Listen to the recording again. Then just keep, and then you learn how to pray. You're going to learn how to just build up and knowing God and just what we call developing a relationship with him. All right? Administrator?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. That's all I have right now. But the little 13-year-old would like to thank Evangelist Alva for her comments. And it's a group of them. It's 18 of them listening this morning, aging ranging from 13 to 17, I think. 13, 17, 18.
Bless you, young people. Amen. So I'm trying to keep it simple so that you guys can understand, because I'm telling you, even sometimes as an adult, I don't be understanding some things that be said. I'm be like, Lord, what in the world is they talking about? and I have to pray, and I have to ask God so he can open up my understanding so that I won't be off-kilter in my mind. So I hope that, you know, if any time, feel free. If I'm seeing something that you don't understand, just administrator, text administrator, tell her, can you please tell Evangelist Wilkes to stop? Slow down, go back, re-explain. This is what we're here for. We're here for you so that you can have clarity, that you won't be walking around like I was as a child, upset and angry because they always talk about something. You got to be saved. Got to be saved. And I didn't know what being saved meant. I know what they said, but I didn't know what it meant. This is not, we don't want you to not understand and leave the line not with an understanding. Then your blood will be on our hands. And what that means is your soul, we have caused your soul to be vexed or caused your soul to steer away from wanting to be saved. That's what that means. Okay? Administrator, give us a commercial. We're going to come back because I haven't even got it to the left yet. But we're going to talk about this.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Amen. All right. Any other announcements, Administrator, before I go back into this this lesson?
None other than to keep the date August the 21st and 22nd. I do believe it will confirm it on Sunday that Dr. Matthews is on his way back to New Jersey. I think it's Bloomfield, New Jersey. That will be verified as well. It's a three-night revival, but that's in August, and we'll keep you updated on it. And don't forget about Pastor Ganey having her conference. And the deadline to register, I understand, is April the 30th. That's the deadline to register. And we're challenging those, if you will, if you cannot attend the conference, please register anyway to help support the conference. Again, that's Pastor Ganey. And she may be on to tell you a little bit more about it as well. And if you desire to bless the men of God, we've adopted the third Sunday in every month as the Love Sunday for the men of God. And if you desire to bless him, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at werestoreyou.org, or you can cash up at money sign or FPIM. You can mail at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. God bless you.
God bless you, Administrator. Thank you so very much. All right. Is there any other questions or comments coming from the chat room or from the line? Ben, any
others? Well, a young man has got a statement. He's 16. He says, if death is a part of life, why is it labeled sometimes that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy when death is part of life? You live and you will die.
Okay. That is, it does seem like it's kind of conflicting. But let's break it down. And I'm before I ask this, I'm feeling in my spirit that I'm going to wait to start this lesson because it's going to need to be broken into two parts or more. So I'm going to continue to ask questions, answer questions. So please ask your questions today, because on third Friday, we have a guest speaker. So I don't want to start this lesson then that speaker comes on third Friday, and then I come back in May, because then that's a gap. So I'm going to put this off into May to do this lesson starting from there, because of a guest speaker. So I'm going to continue to answer questions today. I feel this is my spirit very strongly. Death is a part. That is true. Because as soon as we live, we're going to die. Now, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. When we think about kill, we think about death itself in the process. But when you're talking about the enemy killing, his killing is disconnecting you from God. First, he said he comes to steal. First of all, what is he stealing? Let's break this down. He's stealing the things to keep you from knowing God. He's stealing your joy. He's stealing your peace of mind. He's stealing your relationship with God. So those are the things that he's trying to steal. To kill all of those that's trying. You have to look at it in the spiritual process, not in the natural process.
He want to kill out all of those who walk with him. He doesn't want us to have a relationship with God. So after he done stole from us, he's trying to kill us in the whole process that we are totally disconnected from God. Because why? He knows what heaven is about. He knows the joy. He knows the peace. He knows the understanding that you can get from God himself. That was something that I was talking to a woman of God earlier in the week. And I was talking to her. She was just making some statements to me. And I was like, you have to look at it. And I'm bringing this in so we can understand the killing part. I said, he was the chief vision in heaven. Man has painted a picture of the devil being ugly. But the Bible paints the picture of him being the most beautiful angel that God had created. And then so that he had instruments enclosed in his body. Now, therefore, when you look at when David came along and played his harp to Saul when he was vexed with the spirit, the music killed or drowned out those spirits. It gave him a peace. I'm bringing this in because I want us to understand the killing part. Satan knows that if he can kill that peace with us, remember, I said earlier, where confusion is, there is every evil work. But when he allows the every evil work, the confusion to go on, that is part of the killing process. And then after the killing process has happened, he says, kill, steal, kill, and destroy. He know that he has destroyed us. If he'd have stole from us, he'd have killed us. He know that the final end is destruction. That means there's no coming back. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to have no comeback as far as spiritual sense, not a natural sense. So when you look at death, death is natural and spiritual. But death and what we look at as dying, that is the death of in the natural. It is the part of process of life. But death in the spiritual is not a process of life because God did not create us to die, and the spirit never dies. Even though the body, we see it, it doesn't have life in it itself, God retains that life, that spirit that's inside of the man or the woman or the child. So that spirit lives on. The body just dies. So when you look at that, I hope that you can understand now the steal, the kill, and destroy. That is what Satan does. That is a spiritual aspect, not a natural. Now, thank you, Holy Ghost. Because of evil and because of the spiritual part, envy, strife, and rage, and hatred, and malice, unforgiveness, and all of these things, roots of evil happens within the person and in their spiritual mind, and goes on, they develop more, it begins to act out in the natural. And then they begin to take persons' lives. But there's not that you have to realize, it's a spirit that is controlling the individual
and they acted out of their natural body to bring forth a natural death. Hope that makes sense. Administrator?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Ropes. The next question, if we are not to worry about what we will eat, drink, or wear, Matthew 6:31, why do millions of people have nothing to eat, drink, or wear?
Okay. Let's make this clear. Matthew, what they are reading?
Matthew 6:31.
6:31. Okay, let's go there. 31. Now, let's go up before you say this. Here you see, if your Bible is in red, Jesus is talking. And mainly who he's talking to is his disciples. And their servitude to God. And when he gets to this portion, he's talking about to them more so about when they go out to serve and to put forth a service for the body of Christ. He's telling them here to take no thought. Okay? And this was a scripture that God gave me when I was probably about, maybe I was in the seventh grade. I remember sitting in Sunday school. And this scripture stuck with me all of my life, pretty much. He said to them, he was talking to his disciples. Verse 27, he says, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to, and why take ye thought for raiment? Because they were worried about when they were going, what was going to happen to them. He said, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Jesus was comparing the things that they need, and he was going to supply it for them when they go to do service. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. So he's telling them, even though he had all the possessions and all the riches and stuff, it didn't compare to what God can do for his covering. What he's telling them. And he says, wherefore, if God so clothes the grass field, today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith. So he was not talking to about so much the conditions of the world, but he was talking to them as disciples. I'm going to use myself for an example. If I was to go out and he sent me as a missionary to urban land or to a foreign land, or wherever he sends me, I am not to worry about my food. I'm not to worry about my clothes. I'm not to worry about the finances. I'm not to worry about that if he is sending me, not me sending myself. If he is sending me to do a work for him, he's going to provide those things
for me. But when I get to my destination, just like he did the prophet in the old, when there was a famine in the land, he prepared the widow woman, care of the man of God, the Shunammite woman. She took care of the man about. She made him a little a room for him. But wherever God sends his people, he will condition the people to give to the man or woman of God. I believe that. Now, this is Carlina. I believe that because this is the scripture God put in me from a child. 31. It said, Therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? He's telling them, don't think about that. Or what ye shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? He's asking them to not take these questions in their mind. He says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. That means our carnal mind seek these things, our carnal mind. For the heavenly Father knoweth what ye have need of all these things. Now, the second part of your question says, well, why is the world? Read that part again, Administrator.
I'm sorry, Linda, would I have lost them? If death is a part of life, why is it labeled that the devil comes, kills, steal?
No. Not that question. The other one about the seek ye first. Matthew.
Oh, hold on. I took that one down. Hold on. I can't find that one. There's so many in here now, I can't find that one either. I don't know where all these questions come from.
It was the Matthew 6 and 31.
Oh, no.
The word that gets to the part about the world.
Okay, here we go. If Matthew 6 and 31 is true, why do millions of people have nothing to eat, drink, or wear?
Okay. Now, to get to the other part about the world not having eat, drink, or wear, depending on the country and depending on the circumstances, some people don't have nothing to eat, drink, or wear. It's because they have caused conditions to be upon them. As he told us to be good stewards over what we have. So some people cause the affliction upon themselves, the poverty upon themselves. Some people, the government in where they live, cause the poverty upon them. And then some people, they have poverty because they have not arrived to the place that they were born in those conditions. And they're trying to get to the place, and so they may have a job or they may have a home, and they have not learned how to build from where they're at. So the conditions that they may have enough that they substance of what they have as far as their income is, they only allow them to have one pair of shoes and maybe two or three pieces of article or clothes. And they may not have, now this is me. Y'all might laugh at me, but it's okay. Sometimes I laugh at myself. And I told my children, those that I raised, the children that I raised, so y'all like to go pay them high price for them Nikes and all that, so y'all got to have name brand. I ain't got to have name brand. Nothing wrong with name brand. I said, but I don't have to have it.
Because I don't believe in spending my money for all of that when the other product can do just as good. Now, this is just Carlina. I ain't got to go buy Betty Crocker flour when Walmart flour do the same thing as the Betty Crocker flour. Because why? God has given me the skills to know how to cook. So I just have to know how to cook. And I can make the Betty Crocker, the Walmart flour work just like the Betty Crocker flour. Everybody don't have those skills. So the ones that have the skills, God can teach them to do a lot with. Some people, they just got to have, you know, they got to have what they have. That's okay, to each his own. But I'm just saying for Carlina, I see God and, you know, I don't have to spend top dollar for stuff. I don't. That's just me. I don't mind shopping at the Goodwill because I said somebody else could spend their $50, $60, $70 on a Coach bag. They've been bored two or three times and then something else come out, they don't want that Coach bag no more. I go to the Goodwill and see it hanging in the thing. It's still clean and everything else, and I don't pay $10. They don't spend $100. That's just Carlina. So people have to get in this world. He said the poor we will have with us always. And some people are going to be poor not because they want to, but because of the conditions that may not allow them to rise up, or they haven't learned how to rise up above that, which is even here in the United States. I said that there shouldn't be nobody in poverty, nobody, because there's too much there. It's the mindset of the people to learn how to rise above that. And that's my answer. I don't know if that helped you or not, but that's my answer. Any more questions, Administrator?
No, we have one more statement. God is good, and he knows our needs, and he is perfectly capable of providing. I was young and I am old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Psalms 37:25, the Lord's promise that he is with us. He is the source of our contentment. He keeps our lives free from the love of money. And be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. Thank you so much for addressing these questions. Not only did it help the young people, it helped me as well.
Bless you. Bless you, the Most High God. All right. So if there's no more questions on the blog side, no more questions in text, do we have any questions or comments on the conference line? Please start 6 your line and come right on in. Anyone that have questions or comments from the conference line, please feel free. Even if you have questions before the third Friday, we will have a guest speaker on the third Friday. You can send those questions to via the text 334-440-6152. Or you can email the questions to administrator at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. And then she'll get those questions over to myself or whoever you are addressing those questions to for us to be able to answer your questions. Now, when we come back, if the Lord say the same, in May, I'm going to talk about the process of salvation. We know that this is the passion season. Christ went through the suffering, the for the death of the cross. But a lot of times, it is not fully explained about the process of the salvation. And we know that some people don't have time. They don't have time to explain to them when it's time for altar call. So we're going to break this down, the process of salvation. We're going to do that so that young believers or those that are seeking, maybe adults or whoever, that stand salvation in its process, you can have a better understanding so that you, even myself, can better have a relationship with God. And some things that we may have been taught to be clarified by just not quoting or reading a whole bunch of scriptures, but we have it taught and broken down to us so that we can be able to say, okay, Lord, now I understand that, you know, that light bulb will come on. So is there any more questions or comments before we close for today?
Great morning.
Good morning, Pastor Ganey. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, woman of God. I want to tell you, powerful teaching, beautiful. It's awesome. Amen. That the youth are chiming in and asking questions. Maybe this is the season and the time for it to be so. And I want to encourage them, amen, that no question is a dumb question. You know, a lot
That's
of times
right.
of youth, a lot of times as youth, we kind of hold back and say, well, no, I'm not going to ask that because that may sound crazy. Please ask. I encourage people, youth as well as adults, always ask a question because it may seem crazy to you, but you don't know what is going to help and benefit somebody else. Maybe that person who wants to ask the same question, they're kind of shy and kind of like Prophet O say, draw back, but they need the answer. So I thank God for this platform. It's been several years chiming in, listening in on a Friday, and it is so needed right now for such a time as this and so necessary. So we thank God. But as by way of Evangelist Wilkes to add into what Administrator Aretha said, we want to encourage you. I appreciate her even stating that if you're not coming to the conference May 14th, 15th, and 16th, in our beautiful city of Marion, South Carolina, we certainly are encouraging you to sow the seed, amen, because it is definitely falling on great ground. We're super excited for our prophet, amen, the man of God, overseer of this line, Dr. LaRon Matthews, being with us on May 14th, 15th, and 16th. And yet, unfortunately, there are a lot of times that when we have a deadline on stuff, you know how we can be. Amen. We wait till the very last minute. But we are encouraging you to please register at the because we want to have a count, even though in our set here in South Carolina, we have a set amount. But we want to make sure that everyone is accounted for. Amen. And so we're looking for God to have a great move, for us to move out of the way and just let God have the right of way. And so if you're interested in registering or even sowing a seed, we still would love to hear from you. Amen. So you can call my administrator, Sister Mildred Swinney, at 843-617-4752, 843-617-4752. And the deadline for the registration is the 30th of this month, April 30th. Thank you, Evangelist Wilkes. Continue to allow God to get the glory in and out of your life. And thank you for this opportunity. God bless.
Thank you, Pastor Ganey. Amen. Anyone else with a comment this morning? Certainly we do honor our visionary, amen, Dr. Matthews. Thank him, as always, for just seeing God in me. Because I, administrator, could tell you, I didn't think that I could do this. I was passing out, and I'll never forget it. 2014, I was having a moment. But God has been the source, my strength.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I thank him for allowing me to just be enabled. And it has helped me. The young people, as she stated, please ask your questions. Because there's times that I just like, they tired of me. I'm just being transparent. They need somebody else fresh. Maybe I need to just give it up and let somebody else take that spot. Trust me, it comes in my mind a whole lot. And I was like, okay, I've been doing this for a while, and maybe they need to hear somebody fresh, new, that can be able to help them a little bit further. The administrator, she keeps saying, they looking for you. Where you at? So I appreciate you young people asking the question because you help myself and it helps me to strive a little bit further. I'm having even people on this end, even adults, pushing me to finish my book because of the souls that is going to help with the book. I didn't understand why my mom had spoken into existence, and I keep saying I have to keep, and it's visiting me from time to time. She said, Carlina, and then she would go on and say what she said. But I appreciate so much for her now, yet I see that the prophecy that she just said about me completing my doctorate degree and different things like that, see the necessity. Not that I want to be exalted, but I see the necessity of how the Bible said your gift will make room for you. Never had to push myself into any position that I'm in, but God has always opened up those doors for me, and I never had to say, I got this and I got that. But God has always supplied that need, and I appreciate him so much for him allowing me to have the wisdom that he has given me. I appreciate so much the anointing that he has placed upon my life. But trust me, I have been through the fire. I've been through the flood. And I never want to exalt myself more higher than God. But I want to stay humble so that I can be able to help others as I walk along this journey to stay humble and submissive so that I can help somebody as I'm helping myself. I love you young people, and I just don't say that to be saying it. And my oldest child, is so that you can know, is 39 years old. And my youngest grandchild is a year old. I have 18 grandbabies. I have 4 adult children. And trust me, they keep me busy. My family keeps me busy. And my niece is just 40 years old. She called me the other night and said, okay, Annie, I'm going to fast. Ask me, what do I need to do? How do I fast? I'm trying to get to know God. You told me to take it easy, this, that, and the other. So God is doing something, the prayers, questions and stuff. He's doing something, and I appreciate all of you that pray for myself. This is a wonderful thing. So I thank God for all of you. So I'm going to go into prayer. Kind Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard and our spirits have received. Thank you that you're so mindful of us, that you stand, oh God. You send forth a word that will be in due season to help us right where we at. Lord, we thank you right now that you are so mindful of us. You're mindful of us that you want to gather your people unto yourself. And Lord, you have hand chosen and picked vessels to help you, oh God, to bring in souls into the kingdom. And Lord, not only bring the souls into the kingdom, but to maintain, to help them to be strengthened and build up in the most holy faith. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, as we continue to look to the cross, Lord God, hallelujah, that we will continue to remember what you have done for our individual souls and those that are seeking to come in. Lord, we thank you for those songwriters that there's room at the cross for you. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, thank you for having that room at the cross for me and all of those that are listening in. And Father, if there's someone on this line today, that is a backslider, oh God, break their heart forth. Let them turn their lives back over to you. Someone that don't know you, in the power of your salvation to save them. Lord, begin to continue to break up the fallow ground. Lord, allow the seeds of righteousness bring forth a harvest unto salvation. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For those that are seeking after you, bless the youth, oh, God. Bless the middle age and the seniors of life. Lord, help us to continue to seek after you in all thy ways, oh God. Even when we think it's not necessary, Father, help us to be obedient to your word. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes. Of our sins and our iniquities, our shortcomings and our downfalls, oh God. Hey, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, help us, help us, help us to learn, oh God, that your death was not for naught, but you went beyond that which you have created the heavens and the earth. Show your love for us. We thank you. We praise you. Give you all glory and honor. In the matchless, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, administrator, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for touching us. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist Brooks, let us pray. Amen. Let's come in agreement for the young people against the spirit of suicide.
Yeah.
Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unfortunately, a lot of times we overlook our youth. We overlook them. We're so busy and caught up as parents, as grandparents in our own lives, in our own things. We neglect to be sensitive to their needs and to their wants. For that young person, and it may not be them, maybe, glory to God, it may be a friend who maybe confided, oh, God, have a heart. Maybe it was a friend that confided in them, glory to God. You say that you can live, you shall live and not die. You shall declare the works of the Lord. You told us in your word, God, that we have the power and authority through Christ Jesus. You said life and death is in the power of our tongue. and we see the life for these children. We say live. We apply the blood of Jesus right now, and we ask that the dunamis power of the resurrection of the cross of Christ Jesus, that he was resurrected. We decree and declare that resurrection power over the lives of these children lives right now. In the name
Thank
of
you.
Christ Jesus, we decree and declare that, Father, you have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of their lives. We thank you right now that we ask you for the healing balm of Gilead, for that one, God, that feels so displaced. God, we thank you right now, God. We ask you, Holy Spirit, we thank you, ministering angels, right now that you are going forth and you are confirming. God, we thank you now, God, for your roaring angels, God, going forth right now, God, and camping about them, God, in the name of Christ Jesus. God, there, and let them know, Father, that they are not alone. Baby, beloved, you are not alone. You are not alone. There's a purpose and a plan for your life. You are not a mistake. Ah, God, in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the spirit of peace that surpasses all understanding, that's keeping their hearts and their minds. Right now, your word in John 14 says, let not our hearts be troubled. God, we thank you that we're believing on you this morning. God, we come on behalf of our children. They're our children, God. They're our babies, Father. And we thank you for their life. And they are living it. We decree and declare more abundantly. Oh, God, your grace is sufficient, Father. Oh, God, you said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you, Father. Thank you, God. Lead and direct them and guide them in the way that they should go right now. In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ganey. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Young people, we're going to sign off. Amen. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. On tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, Pastor Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenia Simmons will be coming for the marriage forum on tomorrow. You don't have to be married to attend the forum. Anyone can tune in because there can be a word from the Lord for you in whatever circumstance that you are. And hallelujah. I'm going to be inviting someone. Amen. And I pray that the one man and woman of God be able to help that individual. Hallelujah. So tune in and tomorrow morning, the Lord say the same for the marriage forum, the Simmons. Amen. We appreciate them so much and their work that they're doing in the kingdom of God in the portion of what God has given to them to do. Amen. So with that being said, amen, all hearts and minds clear. Well, administrator, is it now in your hands?
God, if you don't do nothing else tonight, heal me, Jesus. Deliver me. I want to be free. I'm tired of being held back. I'm tired of being held up. Deliver me from this pain. One, two, three, open up your mouth. Come on, open up your mouth. I need you to open up your mouth. Come on. Y'all ain't loud enough. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. Come on, open up your mouth. As I pray, open up your mouth. Begin to pull on God. Heal me, Jesus. Heal our land, Jesus. Open up your mouth. Come on, come on. your voice. I need you to lift up your voice and begin to cry out to Jesus. God, we come to you tonight. So we're in need of you. Our nation is in need of you. God, we won't move on until we know that healing is taking place. I declare in the name of Jesus that deceiving and that spirit of identity confusion, I declare now that the angels of God are arresting it now in Jesus' name. Every demonic force that has been released to destroy us, I declare in the name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus is working against it. The blood of Jesus is working against it. Y'all lay bread, open up your mouth and pray. Open up your mouth and pray tonight. I declare in the name of Jesus that in the next 3 seconds, the healing power of God is about to shake this place up. Everything that has been hurting you, everything that has been causing your pain, has got to go. It's got to go. You cannot stay. You cannot dwell here tonight. Freedom is in the atmosphere. Healing is in the atmosphere. Cry out. Cry out. God, I need you. God, I need you. Heal us now. Heal us now. We don't want to be this way. We don't want to be this way. Deliver us. Lift your hands to this place. Declare right now that every curse, every stronghold that has you on lockdown, tonight is about to release you. All you got to do is open up your mouth and begin to shout that pain off of you. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out to Jesus. Oh God, I need you. Open up your mouth. I give it to you, Jesus. You can have this pain. You can have it. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be bitter. I declare tonight is the last night that you're going to suffer. Tonight is the last night that spirit is going to torment you. You're being free. You're being healed. You're being healed. Generation need you. God, you said that in the last days you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to be like you, Lord. We want back. And God, we stand right now and we say we will be the one. We will be the one that will show the enemy that he is a liar. He will not have all the young people. He will not have our minds. We will be the one. We will be the example. We will be the chosen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Young people right there where you are, just lift up your hands and begin to tell God, God, I will be the one. God, I will be the one. He just want to know if he can have a willing vessel. He just want to know if he have a willing vessel that will stand up and declare to this nation, that will stand up and declare to this world that God is real. God is real. I will be the one. I will be the one.
Attacking every day. That's all you got.